Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed? Hey, Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
My usual thing. Have you ever seen me not blissed?
Dr. Sheely, we had some guests at the farm on Monday, and we were talking about all kinds of things, and I guess it's probably not so much fun for some people when they come to the farm, because they get to hear about things that maybe they'd rather not hear about. And we talked about we talked about anger. One woman mentioned that she is she's quick to get angry. And it's not like we had anger in the farmhouse. That's not the point. The point is that she was talking about, you know, in her life, she's quick to get angry. And I said, really? And I told a story about Dr. Sheely and how on air you mentioned that there was a patient that you had that who harbored some really serious anger. And that anger was... making the cancer that this woman had so much worse, and she flat out was going to die from it. And you recommended that she get rid of this anger or die. And if I'm saying that incorrectly, please correct me. But and I said that so this woman needed to do what she needed to do to get rid of her anger. And so we shared some bliss with her. And, you know, she thought that it, right there in the kitchen, we shared some bliss, and I put it on her, and I told her what it does for me, and she's very interested in getting rid of this anger problem. So what can a person do, Dr. Sheely, to, if they harbor anger or they have a short fuse? Well, by the way, I asked her, I said, do you have high blood pressure? And she said yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Number one cause of hypertension.
Yeah.
You know, anger,
so what do we do?
Anger is a person who feels threatened. In other words, something happened somewhere in life which made her feel as if she was being attacked. And some whatever it was, it's obviously long gone, but she still carries the normal response to a threat. And it's okay to be angry for a couple of seconds, a minute maybe. But if you don't do something about it, then all it does is harm you. And it can carry on for as long as you live and shorten how long you live. You can't afford the luxury of anger. Now, it is important, if somebody has threatened you, to react, to be prepared, to defend yourself if possible and necessary. But other than that, there's no value whatsoever in being angry when something is past. Is a total waste of energy. And the number one cause of premature death from heart disease of all kinds. That was shown years ago by Hans Eysenck, E-Y-S-E-N-C-K, a German physician who actually practiced in England for most of his life, who demonstrated that 75% of people who died of heart disease have lifelong unresolved anger.
You know, I get emails from, I get a lot of emails, way too many emails. It's well over 500 a day now. It's more than I can pay attention to. And some of them, because I should let our class know that some of them slip through the cracks. But I can tell that with some of these emails that I get copied on them, and they're about political things and things going wrong with the country, and obviously statements that politicians have made that go against our team. And I can see the anger in the words and how the sentences are formed of some of these emails. And I'm thinking, wow, there are a lot of people that are really, really angry. Now, I agree with you. There are things to get angry about. But I think there's a lot of anger. There's something else I've noticed, Dr. Shuley. I've had a chance to meet a lot of people in a short amount of time over the last several weeks. And during the discussion, I kind of raised the topic about, what do you think about the direction the country's going in? Dr. Shuley, I have not met a single person in the last several weeks who thinks that things are going along just fine. Not one person. And I was wondering, are you finding the same thing in your travels? That people are really concerned, but they don't know what to do about it, it leads to more stress than they've had before?
Oh, yeah. No question about it. I mean, let's face it, Vince. The world is in chaos. And in my opinion, it has been increasing in chaos for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel it. There's just a feeling in the air. And you need to spend a little time every day detaching from those things you can't change. I mean, I can't change the eruption of a volcano. And basically, that's what happened. That is what is happening, not just literally with the 10th volcano erupting within the last few years recently, and a volcano-like waiting to eruption, social, economic, political situation around the world. There's no question about it. The question is, what can we do about it? Well, be prepared.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that that's one of the reasons why so many people pay attention to ball games? They dislike what they do during the week. Let's say they have a job in front of customers and customer after customer. It's just a conveyor belt of customers, and some customers are unhappy and beat up, the person, the employee, let's say, and they just hate what they do, and they go home and turn on the TV and just try to detach. Do you think that that's part of the reason why so many people are glued to that blue screen TV?
Oh, yeah. It's the modern replica of the old lion in the arena business from the Roman Empire. Distracting the masses.
Yeah. Yeah. I met a lovely young lady last night. I was out towards St. Louis with her son, and I wanted to buy a piece of machinery for our farm. And it worked out that I could race out to St. Louis from the farm, and he could help me. And it was a pretty heavy piece of gear, so I needed some help loading it in the truck. And he offered to come with me, so we went out there. And I met this this family, actually a couple families. And there's a young lady there who is studying to become a pharmacist. And I said, Oh, a drug dealer. I think she was a little taken aback by my comment. And so we started talking about fluoride. And she said, oh, yeah, that it's for healthy teeth. And I said, no, exactly the opposite. And I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I will, if you'd like to call in today, we'd love to hear you. You can listen. Or you can look up fluoride, poison. And so I said, let me ask Dr. Shuley about this tomorrow. What your thoughts on fluoride are. And, you and I have been talking about this for years and the dangers of fluoride. So for her benefit as a pharmacist-to-be, I think we need to set her on the path of investigating for herself what some of these drugs do. So can you tell our class today about fluoride?
Well, fluoride is a metabolic poison. Statistically speaking, chemically, biochemically, et cetera, there is no need for fluoride. It is a poison to the system. Period. Interestingly, my professor of organic chemistry in college, and we're talking about now 1950 maybe, was practically blind from having worked with fluoride in the lab. It had damaged even his eyes severely. And, you know, fluoride, it's just a poison. Any way you look at it, it is a metabolic poison. It damages the brain. It damages the bones. It makes for weaker bones. One of the reasons there's a lot of osteoporosis today is actually fluoride interfering so much with total metabolism, but especially, among other things, the bones.
Okay. How about the relationship between fluoride and weight gain?
Oh, yeah. Well, when you poison the metabolism of the body, mm-hmm. one of the things that happens is it gets lazy. And mm-hmm. so you gain weight. I mean, that's what I call a lazy metabolism. Poisoned.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking about some of these canned foods. And, you know, where are some of these food manufacturing companies? And some of them are in cities. So, for example, Anheuser-Busch in St. Louis. And, you know, where do they get their water from? Well, probably the municipal water supply. And so does that have fluoride in it? Yeah, probably. So now if you have a beer, you know, commercial beer, you probably have fluoride in the beer. If you have green beans that come out of a can, it's probably processed using municipal water, and so that probably has fluoride in it. And if you decide that you're going to take the risk and have canned corn, which is probably 85% GMO, there's some more fluoride there. And if you have a pizza, well, the water they use at the pizza joint, that has fluoride in it almost certainly. So even if you decide that you're going to drink just your own well water and you don't put fluoride in your well, because who would? You still got to have fluoride in the food supply that's all around us, right?
Yeah, it is. It's almost like Roundup in the air.
So I've been thinking about this, and I don't know of any literature that says, you know, take fluoride because most people have a fluoride deficiency.
No, there's only a fluoride excess, never a deficiency. And yeah. Any is an excess.
And Dr. Seeley, what about the relationship with IQ, intelligent quotient, and fluoride? Because I've read some materials that say that, on average, you can reduce your IQ. Just consume fluoride. What do you think?
Your IQ, drink city water. That's
Dr. Shealy's with us, and we're going to be right back. When we come back, I'd like to ask Dr. Shealy his thoughts on air pollution and IQ, because there's a post on our website that talks about lowering your IQ.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company on deck is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Plus, I've got a short announcement. This weekend in Mountain Home, Arkansas, there is a preparedness and survival expo. It's called the Preppers and Patriots Expo. It's at the Baxter County Fairgrounds. Baxter County Fairgrounds, Mountain Home, Arkansas. I'll be there. And I'll be there on Saturday, and I'm going to be presenting a seminar. It's absolutely free. I'd love to meet you. And the seminar is about starting your own business. I'll teach you how to start your own business and take the same tax deductions that the rich take. Seriously. Now, if you tell yourself in your own mind, yep, I'm going to start my business right now. I don't mean like tomorrow. I mean right this second. Then your travel expenses to the expo at 56.5 cents a mile, if you want to take the deduction, you can elect to do that. 56.5 cents a mile to and from the Preparedness Expo because it's an educational event for your business. And if you would like to have a meal there because, well, you have to eat while you're there, that's a deduction as well. And if you decide that you got to get a new pair of shoes and blue jeans and, you know, whatever else you want to wear and look good, well, that can be a deduction too because now you're in the business. Okay? You started a business. And the supplies that you buy, the products that you buy, the telephone expenses, the cell phone if you have one, the office, the electricity for the office. I'm going to teach you how all of those things can be deductions. Really. It's absolutely free. I'm going to be there all day. So if you want to ask me all the questions that you have, you know, feel free to do so. Write them down before you come. And we'll go over it one-on-one with a small group. And we're even going to have a dinner, an ad hoc kind of a dinner where some of us broadcasters will be available and we'll go to a restaurant and, you know, it'll be Dutch. We'll all pay for our own meals. And if you'd like to meet a few broadcasters, there'll be some of us there. I'll be there and I'll try to make myself available for dinner, too. So there you have it, this weekend at the Baxter County Fairgrounds. That's the Preppers and Patriots Expo, Mountain Home, Arkansas. Dr. Seeley, air pollution. I was reading a story about air pollution in New York City. The air pollution is so great. There's so many particulates and so many chemicals in the air. And, of course, there's electromagnetic radiation as well. But the researchers are finding that IQs are being lowered. Makes sense to me. What do you think?
Unequivocal. Interesting. There was a interesting thing came out medically today. The best and the worst places in the United States for the practice of medicine. And guess what? The number one bad place in the United States is for physicians, New York City.
Hmm. Now,
Missouri,
is it because
in general, Missouri is number 10 out of the 50 states in good.
Hmm. Now, why is New York City a bad place to practice medicine? Because the number of people, the diseases that are concentrated there, what is the reason? Do we know?
Taxes, pollution, conflict, electromagnetic pollution, smog, you know, crud.
Uh-huh.
All over crud. It ranks number one in the crud city of the United States and not quite in the world. Beijing is the worst in the world.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing that, you know, a lot of people think New York City is just a great place to live. When I graduated college, I had an interview with an investment banking company. And I went for the interview, and at 4 o'clock it started getting dark. 4:30, it's really getting dark because the buildings shield the sunlight from the street below. And I just didn't like it. I felt really uncomfortable, and there was no amount of money that I could be compensated to make me want to be employed in New York City. And I met a young lady. I was being trained by International Business Machines at the time, and I met this young lady. And you know, I lived in the country and had to take a long drive to get to New York City, and then I had to take the trains and subway and stuff. Well, we talked about where we lived, and she told me that she thought that, you know, living in the country was really, really dangerous. I mean, how could you live in the country? There's nobody there to protect you. And I said, well, do you have a lock on your door? She said, I'm like 4 or 5. And I said, well, we don't have to do that. This was in the 70s. So there you have... they have a difference of opinion, and she thinks it's normal. Traffic is normal, elevators are normal, pollution's normal, horn honking's normal, sirens wailing, normal. We don't have that stuff here. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Shealy's with us, and if you'd like to get the same newsletter that I get multiple times per week that can prompt you into improving your health and teaching about things you should and should not do, it's absolutely free. Absolutely. NormShealy.com. N-O-R-M NormSheely.com. NormSheely.com. And you can sign up for his free newsletter and get the same one that I get multiple times per week. Dr. Sheely, we're talking about air pollution, and, you know, so many parents are interested in improving what happens in the school where their children are. And, you know, I'm thinking, if a polluted environment, just plain old air pollution, is lowering our IQs of our children by 5%, it seems like the simplest and easiest thing to do to improve your child's intelligence quotient is to move out of that environment. Just move. Move to the country. Right?
I agree. I mean,
but
the stress level at all levels, chemically, physically, emotionally, everything in a city is, I mean, I wouldn't even want to live in little old Pleasant Hope of 614.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I live in a little hamlet. Of course, you've been here, Dr. Sheely, and I've been to your farm. You know, we live in the middle of nowhere, and it's kind of nice. It really is. You don't know trains, no train tracks, no thumping of the train cars, no tractor trailers, you know, thumping down the road, and the whine of their turbochargers and the howl of the tires against the, you know, the hard pavement. We don't have that. And, you know, I was thinking about just being in a car, just traveling, you know, back and forth to work, all the exhaust that you eat of those vehicles in front of you. So if you're going north, the ones that have already been north. If you're on a multiple lane highway, you know, there's north and south and east and west and all those particulates are in the air. And since we've had catalytic converters installed on our gasoline powered vehicles, they've driven the size of the particles smaller. So what used to happen before catalytic converters, the particles that came out of the exhaust were heavier and they would fall down, you know, within hours. Now they stay afloat, airborne, for weeks and months. And we're just inhaling them, you know, breath after breath after breath. And you wonder, is this why so many people are on inhalers? Is that, you know, if you go to a high school. After school, you'll see the students getting ready to participate in after-school sports. Out come the inhalers. You know, they use these rescue inhalers so they can run. They use them again after they've run. Is that what's going on? Do you think it's the air pollution, or do you think it's more than air pollution? Like air pollution, magnetic radiation, the foods that we're consuming. What's causing the shortness of breath? Oh, and let's add to that the reduction in the percentage of oxygen in the cities. Do you think it's all of that, Dr. Sheely?
Oh, yeah. Everything is important. Everything.
Do you have a solution that that we can start
live
applying?
Live in the country.
You know,
on the other hand, you know, Vance, I wonder if all 300 million people in the United States abandoned the cities, we'd be fighting over land.
Well, I agree with that. I agree.
I
because
don't know, I haven't looked up recently how many acres there are in the United States. And I suppose it would be possible to, you know, live on 1 or 5 acre plots. But you know, I want to live isolated enough that I don't have to worry about a neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yep.
I wouldn't want to live next to a neighbor or within a mile, preferably longer, of a neighbor who's using poisons on his or her land either.
Right. And, you know, ignorance is really expensive, Dr. Sheely, because there are people who will just pollute with recklessness. And I'll give you an example. I know a farmer who lives really close to us. And actually, I don't like this guy. And the reason I don't like him, I hardly ever see him, but I don't like him because of what he does. For example, he will take his newborn calves and he'll pen them up. You know, after they've, well, them and their mama cows, and he'll pen them up where they're very close to water. As a matter of fact, he'll put a pen on top of a stream. So they have plenty of water, and they pee and poop in the water, and where's that water? Where is that? That's right on the property line. So the next guy that gets the next drop of water is his neighbor. So right on the property line, running downhill, at the bottom of his property is where he has this pen. So he is polluting his neighbor's water. I don't like that. I really don't like that. It's he doesn't have to do that. He doesn't have to put them there. He's got cattle waterers everywhere on his farm, but he chooses to put them where he's polluting his neighbor's water. So there are some farmers who just are careless and reckless and don't show concern for the neighbors. That's unacceptable. And, you know, I guess it's my fault that I haven't gone over there and just stood there until he came over and say, hey, you know what? Why are you doing this? Do you realize that you're polluting the water for your neighbors? You don't have to do this. How about if I help you, show you another way to do it? And I guess it's my fault that I haven't gone over there. But it's his fault, too, for doing it. And obviously he knows what he's doing. He's, you know, maybe 70 years old. So I think we need to pay attention to what we do, the actions of what we do, and how they impact others. And I, like you, don't have neighbors nearby. Our nearest neighbor's probably a mile away or darn close to it. And it's really nice. If we need our neighbors, they're there for us, and we're there for them. But we're not in each other's way. And I certainly don't do what some farmers do, and not just farmers, but, you know, people will change the oil in their vehicles, and, you know, while they may not have a catch pan for the old used motor oil, so they just let it run down the street or on their farm property, and they pollute the water. I mean, one quart of oil can pollute an entire pond easily, damage an entire pond. It could take years to fix that. So we're kind of careless, we're kind of reckless, and we need to stop. And that's why education is so valuable. And we need to start teaching children these things. But I don't know how to solve it, other than run for school board office. And I recommend to all of our students in class today, you know, if you're a parent and you have a child in school, why don't you run for school board office and see what they're doing? Or if the election's not today, why don't you go to your public school and show up at the front office there and say, hi, I'm all excited. I'm here to learn all the wonderful things that are happening in school today. I'd like to walk around. I'd like to sit in on some classes. I'd like to have lunch here. I'd like to spend some time after school and see how the sports programs are working. Is today a good day? And then walk around and see what's happening in school. And you might not like it. And then that might drive you to spend some time in the principal's office and say, here's what I don't like. And by the way, I'm paying for this. So here's what I don't like, and I'd like this fixed. Can you fix this? Or do I have to run for the school board office? And then I'll fix it by firing you. I mean, we really need to start participating in the lives of our children. I mean, they are our children. Dr. Shealy, what do you think?
Well, obviously, it starts at the top. And first of all, we should fire the Secretary of Energy, but I think we should fire most federal officers, so that's just a small part of it. There was a wonderful article today showing the salaries of presidents of major universities. I mean, you know, $100+ million a year for many. I mean, no wonder higher education costs so much today. What person is worth $100 million a year for anything?
I can't think of anyone. I really can't. I had trouble with $600,000 for the CEO of the Red Cross.
Right.
And, you know, that's not a million yet. I mean, I had trouble with that. You're right. Salaries are out of control. I remember reading about the CEO of Disney many years ago was making about $81 million a year. $81 million a year.
Almost as bad as the Clintons.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another story. The Clintons have been hiding money and passing through these organizations that they've formed. WJC is the organization that William Jefferson Clinton formed that he's passing money through. So if you don't think the Clintons... Oh, by the way, they don't have any products. They don't have any employees. And they've got millions and millions in this organization. Dr. Shuley, I was talking with this young lady who is studying to become a pharmacist, and I mentioned statin drugs, and I believe she thinks they're good. So I said, well, we'll fix that.
Now, talk about IQ. She's got an IQ of 80 or below already, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, we're opening her eyes. You know, she's been programmed, Dr. Shuley. She's been programmed by the system. So she thinks that, statin, you know, she's becoming a licensed drug dealer, literally.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to be a pharmacist. And they're saying, okay, statins do this, these are good, and this is why they're prescribed, and she's learning about this. And so we need to tell her the real story. Can you share with her your thoughts on statin drugs?
Yeah, my thought is, it's poison. And you couldn't pay me $1 trillion to take a single statin drug pill.
Yeah, that's what I told her last night. That's what I said. I said, Dr. Shuley used to say it was a billion, but now it's a trillion. So, Dr. Shuley, I mentioned that there is a correlation with statin drugs and ED, erectile dysfunction.
Oh, yeah.
And she was kind of surprised when I said that. Can we set her... can we clarify that when we come back? Dr. Norm Shuley is with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. NormShuley.com if you want his free newsletter.
Well, by now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Cheetah, you got your
take. When you go to the feed,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Shuley's with us, and we're talking about statin drugs, and I mentioned that I met this young lady who is becoming, wants to become a pharmacist, so she's studying, and I thought it'd be interesting to have Dr. Shuley explain his opinion on statin drugs and what the risks are, and would he take them? And he said he wouldn't take a statin drug for $1 trillion. Now, it used to be a billion, but, you know, with inflation, it's up to $1 trillion. So, Dr. Shuley, what's the problem with statin drugs? What are the complications?
They poison every cell in your body. Maybe almost as bad as Roundup. They actually poison the cell because they totally deplete you, among other things, of CoQ10. Now, the bank blacks who created this knew this long ago, and if they had promoted taking significant amounts of CoQ10 with the statin drugs, it would reduce the risk. But to me, you shouldn't have to increase normal, you know, antioxidants just in order to take a stupid drug.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly, my friend David Brownstein, an excellent, wonderful, holistic physician from Michigan, wrote a recent book, The Statin Disaster. He points out quite well in there that if you really take all the statistics that have been lied in the medical literature, statins might have a 1% benefit, but they have a 99% risk of causing damage to your brain, your muscles, your heart muscles, your nerves, your pancreas, your liver, your kidneys. You know, it's toxic.
Well, wait a minute, Dr. Shuley. Don't statin drugs improve erectile dysfunction?
No.
No, not erectile function. Erectile dysfunction.
They improve erectile dysfunction. Yes. Yeah, but you know, they're only one of a dozen or more drugs that create erectile dysfunction. Most antidepressant drugs do. Most antihypertensive drugs do. Most anti-anxiety drugs do. But other than that, you know.
So, Dr. Shealy, seriously now, if a group of individuals wanted to reduce the population of the planet, save some of the oxygen from being burned up as heat and for the propelling of automobiles and trucks, if we wanted to, not we, if they wanted to reduce the population, wouldn't the prescribing of statin drugs kind of help, since it has one of the benefits of causing erectile dysfunction?
Well, yeah, it's kind of hard to reproduce without erectile function.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and you mentioned other drugs. What are the other drugs that cause erectile dysfunction?
Well, virtually every antidepressant drug, mm-hmm. you know, you name a drug, the so-called serotonin reuptake inhibitor things, virtually every antihypertensive drug and all of the Valium and anti-anxiety drugs. I mean, other than that, that's the majority of the drugs sold in the world, period.
Wow. You know, it really seems like this is an organized plot to reduce population to me. I mean, why would somebody want to take an antidepressant rather than find out what the problem is and then fix the problem rather than mask the problem with a drug?
Well, you know, because they've been brainwashed by the pharmacomafia. But interestingly, there are four major articles published, one in New England Journal of Medicine, stating that if the pharmacomafia had allowed all the negative results, we'll talk about this afterwards.
Yeah, let's talk about the studies. And so we're talking about, is this statin we're going to talk about, or is this a bunch of antidepressant drugs?
All of the above.
Okay. Okay, Dr. Shealy is going to tell us about some studies and what would have happened if the findings were published. We'll be right back. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Norm Shealy is with us, medical doctor, brain surgeon, surgeon of the year, author, broadcaster, farmer, Native American medicine man, and my friend.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.